Welcome to the Weekly Leader Podcast, episode number 75. It's a special Thanksgiving episode, and I'm Peter Mello from Sea Fever Consulting and the founder and editor of the Weekly Leader blog and podcast, and my usual podcasting partner, Pam Fox Rollin, is off this week, but I have one of my other Weekly Leader colleagues, Dr. Ed Brenniger, on the line from the Leading Questions blog. And Ed, welcome, and thank you for coming on Thanksgiving week.
Well, thank you, Peter. I enjoy always being with you and talking with you about leadership stuff.
Yeah, I enjoy it too, Ed. So it seemed only appropriate that you be on this week as our guest co-host, because you spend a lot of time talking about giving thanks. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I do. I think it's important for us to give thanks and practice gratitude, and I've been writing about it all fall on Weekly Leader and my weekly column. So I hope people are reading that and accepting the challenge of what this means. So many people see the whole practice of gratitude as a process towards becoming a happy person, and I see that, but my interest is in practicing gratitude as a transformational experience in life and changing our relationships with one another and ultimately changing the way we do our businesses and our organizations and our families. So I see it as something much larger than simply as a vehicle for being a happy person. So, and this week I've reached the point with my series there on Weekly Leader where I'm talking about the specific actions of gratitude, and those are say thanks, give back, make welcome, honor others, and create goodness. And the first one is to say thanks every day. And Peter, I created this little tool, this little exercise tool that helps people do something with that. So that it's just not, I feel grateful that my, whatever. So I want people to be really intentional about saying thanks, and I'm seeing this tool as something that they can use for their Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow.
Okay.
Or whenever this is going to be, but on Thursday. So this little tool has a circle, and in that circle I'm asking people to put their family's name, family members' names, or they can just use initials, friends' names, work relationships, and people who have been influencers in their lives. And it may be people they don't have a relationship with, but I could think of someone like Peter Drucker whose writings influenced me tremendously, and if he was still alive, I'd want to say thanks to him for the gift of his influence upon my life and work. So that's the sort of thing. So we're putting these names down, and they could be quite a few names. And if we look at our lives over the course of our whole life, this would be an enormously large number of people. And the idea is that we're going to somehow find a way to thank these people in a genuine and authentic way. But it's really important to know what their impact upon us is. And so the inner circle is their gifts and their contributions to us. So, I say Peter Drucker gave me the idea, the impetus to start a business, by reading his innovation and entrepreneurship book. There are other people who have given me inspiration to take steps in my development of my business that I wouldn't have. I could say thanks to Dan Pink for writing Johnny Bunko and having this contest, which gave me the idea of saying thanks every day and continues to this day. So we identify what their specific gift and contribution to us are. Those gifts and contributions are. So they're really specific. So we can say thank you to, I could say thank you to my sister for being such a bedrock of our family, for example. Or I could say to a friend, thank you for being there when something happened and you were there to stand by me when things were hard. Those sort of things we put into words and we express them to people, and it changes the relationship, and I say that's important. So we got this list of people, and we have these list of things, impacts, and then there are two little other lists that we create. One is I'm going to list for this week who I'm going to thank, and my response to them or my response in my life would be, well, I'm going to be maybe more grateful, or I'm going to follow through and go do something for someone that's totally altruistic, has no bearing on who I am or what I gain in return. Mm-hmm. So it becomes a list of actions that I'm going to take. And my in creating this, all I'm thinking is, let's do this every week and see what happens. And
great,
just a tool for being thankful.
I think I don't know if you remember a couple weeks ago, Wally Buck in his segment on the podcast talked about his mother and how she suggested that we should write a thank you note three times every day. Seemed like a lot, and Wally challenged us to actually do that too. So a lot of good ideas coming out of the podcast here from you guys in North Carolina about thanks.
Well, I guess we're a thankful state. Well, you know, and just so that there is no excuse for not doing what Wally suggested, you know, Walmart has you can buy a box of thank you notes at Walmart, 50 cards, 50 envelopes for only $8. It's really cheap, and the effect of writing that note is really remarkable. So I totally concur with Wally and his mother, and I honor them as leaders in gratitude.
Well, it's great. I've really enjoyed the series and the continuity that you've really, like you said, the Dan Pink, Johnny Bunko contest, and you've been really carrying through with this Give Thanks Every Day model, and it's been fun to watch it grow.
Well, it's been a very personal sort of thing, and it may not always come through in the writing, but it really is, and it's had a transformational effect upon who I am as a person, and I think it's made me a better leader and a better colleague, and I say that with as much humility as I can muster. I'm very grateful for the opportunity, and Peter, I do want to say thank you as well to you for doing this. I know this is a huge labor of love that you do with Weekly Leader, and I think it's fantastic, and I get a great excitement out of telling people about Weekly Leader that they should be following it every day.
Well, I appreciate that, and it's only really what it is because of you and Pam and the other team members who have made tremendous contributions to our knowledge and experience about leadership. So thanks to all you guys for doing it. Speaking of Wally, let's listen to what he has to say this week about what's good on the independent business blogs when we're talking about leadership.
What is your password? Your password has been accepted.
Plugged into a stream of real-time data. Cyborg soldier. A techno warrior. Optical computer. Camera. Optical display. All connected to the World Wide Web.
Crystal cybernetic technology. Crystal cybernetic.
Pioneering the computerized.
Hi, this is Wally Bach. I'm here to point you to this week's top leadership posts from the independent business blogs. I'm recording this just before Thanksgiving, and there's a lot to be thankful for. One of those things is Art Petty, who produces consistently excellent posts. This week, I'm pointing you to Mistakes Are the Raw Ingredients of Leadership Courage. It's at Art's Management Excellence blog. I'm thankful for Brett Simmons, and especially for his commitment to reading and digesting research on leadership issues. It makes your life and mine easier and more effective. This week, Brett posts at the Leader Lab on A Leader Style Can Be Helpful for Some, but Exhausting for Others. Susan Finnerty suggests some ways you can get early warnings of trouble on the team in her post, Three Not-So-Obvious Signs That Trust Is Lacking on Your Team. Then we jump to one of my favorite blogs, Dan McCarthy. This week, he has a great post about the top global open enrollment executive education providers 2010. Whew, I got that all out in one breath. This post is more than a list. Dan adds some guidance you should read if you're considering one of those executive education programs. What does being different have to do with corporate culture? And what about plastic chickens? Are you intrigued yet? You can find the answers in a delightful post from Mick Yates. It's time for the Thanksgiving holiday here in the U.S. For me, that means spending time with family and putting the email and Twitter and all of that on hold. That's my challenge for you this week, no matter where you are. Make some time to spend with people you care about and spend that time with all the gadgets off. That's it for this week. I do most of my blogging at 3-Star Leadership, where I try to help bosses at all levels do a better job and lead a better life. I also join others blogging about talent development at Results Versus Activities. And at Toolbox for HR, my blog is People and the Changing Workplace. You can find links for all of them on the Weekly Leader site. My latest book, Ruthless Focus, is out. You can buy it at Amazon or read about it on my blog. I'm also on Twitter, and I'll see you here next week.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Well, Ed, I hope tomorrow you have a fantastic Thanksgiving with your family, and I look forward to continuing to read your posts and hopefully collaborate on some new exciting things on Weekly Leader here with you in the future.
I'm looking forward to it, and thank you, Peter, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving there up in beautiful Massachusetts, and hope you can go out and sail a little tomorrow.
There's a little cold, but we'll be sitting on the couch, probably watching our Patriots play football.
Okay, very good.